The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra there from their album called Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Sweet Messiah. And they did some really neat interpretations of the classic Handel's Messiah music. And that's from a few years ago, but it's good to dig it out at this time of year, especially because that's when it's relevant, right? And it's now just into the second hour of our program today. It's just after 11. You are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays and streamed and archived at CKUW.ca. So you could be listening to this at a later date. If you are, then sorry, you're getting sort of retroactive seasonal stuff, but this program is very different than all the other ones in the course of the year. For example, I mentioned at the outset that there are some very fine seasonal jazz albums by some great people, but there's a lot that you're not going to hear on this program. They're just, I don't think they're worth it. But the one that over the years I've actually read a couple of critical reviews that state that this next album is by far the absolute best seasonal album ever recorded. It's a solo piano album by Boogie Wesseltoft from Norway. It's called It's Snowing on My Piano. I think it's had at least a couple of reissues, sort of remastering and expanded whatever. But it is considered to be, with mood and the beauty of his playing, wonderful interpretations and really neat. I'm not going to say too much else. I'm just going to play three tracks. Most of the tracks are familiar, but some of them are Norwegian or other Scandinavian folk melodies for the season that I'm not familiar with, and you might or might not be. The first track is the first track on the album, which is the title track. It's called It's Snowing on My Piano, and it's just a separate composition by Boogie Wesseltoft. But I'm going to play It's Snowing on My Piano, then in Dolce Jubilo, and then Mitt Her... Well, I'm not even going to try and pronounce this Norwegian. I'll just butcher it anyhow. So just enjoy the music. Here is Boogie Wesseltoft, It's Snowing on My Piano. Thank you. That's just such peaceful, gentle music. Boogie Visseltoft from It's Snowing on My Piano, a solo piano that holds up well over time. And as I mentioned, when critics are talking about seasonal jazz and wondering which ones are really worthwhile, this one ends up at a top spot on a lot of reviewers' lists. And so you get to hear bits and pieces of it at this time of year and have for quite a few years now. And it's now 11:19. We're moving right along here on our show. And I'm going to play, a couple of tracks now, which are sort of like Deck the Halls. First one, there's a compilation seasonal album that's not new. It's been around for a long time. And it has a track that is Deck the Halls, and it definitely is. You're going to hear it in a minute. It goes like a bat. And it is attributed to a duo piano personnel. That's not right. I don't even know who's on this. I don't know who. If you can figure out who's playing, good luck to you. But in the meantime, here's, 5 minutes or so of Decking the Halls. Thank you. There you go, Deck the Halls with the mystery band, supposed to be two pianos. It was a little more than that. Whatever, that's just the way it goes. Now, it's time, this is one of the traditions here on this particular program in this particular time of year. This will be the 26th time that I am going to play this next track. And some of you may be groaning out there, but the longer it goes on, the more explanation seems to be needed because it's getting more and more outdated. The sort of Reader's Digest version is that many years ago, before many of you were born, there was a comic strip called Pogo, P-O-G-O, Pogo. And Pogo was a possum living in a swamp in Georgia, with a number of animal friends who were just as goofy as you can possibly imagine. Pogo was sort of an everyman figure, and the cartoonist Walt Kelly was also a social activist, and a lot of the scripts and a lot of the stories that were done behind all the silliness which occurred regularly, it was a lot of fun, were some very profound observations on the political situation of the day and the world situation of the day, and couched behind a lot of sort of silly swamp people talking here. It was really, really sort of an underground cult thing with a whole bunch of people who were very much involved in the social activism of the day. On top of that, Pogo had several comments that he made that one of which, at least, well, both of it, two of which became quite well known around the coffee tables or whatever of the day. The first one was, "We have met the enemy and he is us." That got a lot of play. The other one that did was, "Folks can never read the handwriting on the wall until their backs is against it." So there you go. Well, I'm going on too long here for the Reader's Digest version, but there you go. The other thing that happened regularly in this cartoon was that the swamp animals sang silly alternate words to very well-known tunes. Now, you know, you're looking at a cartoon, but you're imagining what they're singing because you understand the tune that they're saying, but not the words. One of them sort of became an underground thing, and it was picked up by the great jazz trio vocalists Lambert Hendricks and Ross, Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross, whose main scat singing and interpretation of largely bop and other arrangements are classic, wonderful. They picked up on this satirical sort of goofy rearrangement of words, and they came up with the following, which is be so moving and so wonderful that I have to play it every year. Here is Lambert Hendricks and Ross with the words from the cartoon, "Deck Us All with Boston Charlie." Little bit of a 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 little bit
baby do 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 ba 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 do ba da baby do 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 do
Well, now your season is complete. You have heard Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. It's just a lot of fun. What can I say? Yes, and that's a tradition now. I don't know if I'll be around next Christmas show to do anything again, but if I am, you're going to hear it again. Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. And it has got us just past the halfway mark in our show today. It's just after 11:30, and there's still a lot to go, and it won't be quite the same as what you just heard. It's so touching and so moving. I can hardly stand it. I'm moving away from overt seasonal music now, but it's secondarily not out of line at all. Jean-Tien M.G. is the name of a pianist and composer in Montreal, and the M.G. stands for other names, but she's known as Jean-Tien M.G., and so that's what I'm going to pronounce it. She has Levi Dover on bass and Vincent Hamill on drums, along with Jean-Tien M.G. on piano and the compositions. This is an album from a couple of years ago, but there's tracks like Contemplating Joy and Little Tree, A Burning Candle. Those are all things that I'm playing this morning. And she can purely play. I haven't heard anything from her in the last year or so. I must check that out and see if she's slipped a release by me without my knowledge. But here is Jean-Tien M.G. from Walls Made of Glass, with those three tracks, Contemplating Joy, Little Tree, and Burning Candle. Thank you. That woman has a beautiful touch. That Gentian M.G. from her album called Walls of Glass. And as I mentioned, from Montreal. And I don't know that she has anything out since then, but I'm going to check that out anyhow. Her name came up when I was going through my possible playlist for this show, and I just couldn't resist. Well, I'm going back to Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith now with this album that I've sort of really has caught my ear this year, having finally found it after the fact it's been out for 20 plus years, and I didn't know anything about it until recently. Just goes to show you, you know, you think you know a little more than you do. Anyhow, I have found it, and some of the tracks, they just really, the ones you've heard this morning, I think should convince you of that. But here's the next one I'm going to play. Also goes 10 or 11 minutes, I think. It's called The Holly and the Ivy. Maybe familiar to you. Here's Tommy Smith from the Christmas Concert.